Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I saw on TikTok. Hold up. We're all on TikTok.
TikTok?
I thought it was a...
clock.
Yes. I saw that it is cheaper for retirement to live on a cruise ship than it is to actually retire. I mean,
sad.
Huh?
Sad. Yeah. Well, how do you get your mail?
Who needs mail? You're 76.
Yeah, you're Postmating your fucking Blue Chew, though.
That is true.
Cock.
When do you think you're cutting off on I'm done piping? Never?
Probably a couple months.
Yeah. It's annoying. It's forever annoying. Horniness is like, hey, can I do my fucking taxes?
What would you rather lose forever? Or not have a hankering for? Being hungry,
a
being
hankering?
Horny. Hankering.
I know.
No.
The hankering, you're like from, I don't know.
1912?
Yep.
What's worse, being hungry or being horny?
Hungry. Hungry, gone forever.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Gone forever.
Yeah.
I'd rather just be horned up consistently. Well, God. Yeah, I don't know, man. Because then you got to go home, regroup. But
a lot of jerking off. But what's quicker, to make something in the air fryer or to jerk your cock?
Depends on what mood I'm in.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
But you're like you're in the middle of editing something, yep, right? And you're like, God, I just got to get it out of me real quick. Uh-huh. Is it quicker to get a few bites to eat or get a few things to beat in your cock?
I think it's quicker to get a few things to eat if you just got a spoon of peanut butter.
Yeah.
Is jerking off just a spoon of peanut butter for your cock? It's close.
You could put two and two together on that. I wouldn't argue that. I would agree on that.
I did it this morning. I was like, I don't have anything to eat. I have no food in the house. I have old eggs, half a papaya, and fruit flies. I got nothing to eat.
I
literally just went in, spoon, pill of peanut butter. It was so sad that Greta thought she was getting a treat. Because every time I take out peanut butter, she would put a pill in there.
Every morning where you scramble out of the house and you don't take the extra 5 minutes to make food.
Yep.
It's just your day's in shambles.
Your day's fine until about 12:30. And then you go, am I even a human?
Yeah, but you're like, for me at least, it's, I don't realize how much my day's in shambles until I'm like putting whey protein powder in coconut water. And then it's like 1 o'clock and I'm like furious that a yellow light turned too quick. And I'm just in the car like, fuck, son of a... I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah. What's the weirdest thing you've ever been mad at? I get mad at the dumbest. Dude, I told you this before. This was back in the day because I was wearing wire headphones. A fucking doorknob ripped my wire headphones out when I was walking around listening to a podcast. I wanted to throw my couch out the window. I was yelling at a doorknob. You know your life ain't shit when you're yelling at a doorknob.
Oh, dude. I mean, that's plenty. I think now I'm a little more zen, but... Dude, I mean, I think we've talked about it before, my Arizona hot coffee moment.
Yep.
You order a hot coffee, they fill it to the brim. To the brim. And you're like, surely I could take a sip out of this. You take the top off to blow on it, but then it spills all over your hand. Mm-hmm. And now your hand is a burn victim. And you're like, well, what am I supposed to do? So what do? I just toss like this much.
Like a lot. It was too much.
Yeah, it was probably, it might have stained the carpet. And I tossed it on the ground. I said, what the fuck? And then it's... It's that post-nut regret where you're like, what am I doing?
Yep.
It's that
I don't know
moment.
How many times I've said, what am I doing to myself? Like 4 billion times.
Yeah,
how am I yelling at a brass doorknob right now?
I've been mad at anything. I have a gate that keeps my cat out of the office. Sure, there's probably been times where I was just running late and like the door like, it was just in my way. And you're like, all right, kapow.
Kick it.
This is Sparta. Get out of my way.
This is Sparta's a hilarious moment. This is Sparta and then just kicked people.
You guys ever get just furious trying to take your pants off and they won't come off and then you fall down?
You know what, dude? I've been mad eating before. You ever have food that's like not going in your mouth all the way?
Yep.
And you're like eating, or like you pick up a burger and it falls down, so you just say fuck it, and you just start. Or like something like lettuce is popping out of your mouth and you're like, get the fuck in there.
Yeah.
Jam it down like a musket.
Yeah. Have you ever bit your tongue and you're like, what is going on?
I bit my lip yesterday and I was like, really? We're this many years in on life and we're still learning how to do this?
Like, I've been eating for so long, biting my tongue. First of all, if you think about how often you could bite your tongue and how often you don't, it's crazy. I mean, dog, you are, see, that's some Zen
glass,
shit.
Yeah, that's a glass half full.
I want to be glass half full so bad.
Oh, yeah.
Are you glass empty or full? I think more, let me just guess, I think more often than not, you're full, which is like a commendable person.
Now.
I think
a couple years ago it wasn't.
Oh.
Yeah, dude. I mean, just like there wasn't, I was still trying to figure out how to make things happen, how to do things, living in a damn pool house. Sure, maybe then. I don't know. Actually, I've never really been too much of a glass empty guy. It just doesn't do anything to dwell on the fact that things aren't happening.
No, it doesn't. But it's really fun too. It's really weird. Is it fun? Yes. I mean, I don't know. I get it.
I don't like being around it.
No. I think some years back, I really pulled myself away from everyone who found that fun. And then so it just kind of got me away from the negative mind space or headspace, I mean. And then it's just like, then there's no one around. So then you surround yourself with people who are glass half full people.
Well, I just think stand-up comedy in general really trains you to, you'd be like, oh, I don't want to have that type of attitude. If it's like very negative or very salty, yeah. It's just like, it's down. It's just dark and depressing. You're like, I don't want to be that guy. Because you see how other people talk about that guy, and you're like, I don't ever want to be on that side of things.
No, and I've been like, lately I've been sort of just pulling myself away from those conversations. Especially in comedy clubs, now that everything's open sort of.
Yeah.
You get caught in it, and you go, how are we already being negative? We just said hello.
Yeah.
How are we already like, God, you see, fuck, blah, 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 I got the Disney Plus show. Why do you care?
Dua Lipa.
People in chat had some very good answers to like stupid shit that makes them mad.
Oh, yeah. What is, dude? I guarantee I've gotten mad at way worse, like just the dumbest shit.
We've got trying to plug your phone in the dark and missing the lighting cable. Go.
Dude, the USB shit.
Yeah.
Go in. It shouldn't be this difficult.
You ever been in a rush to get gas and then you pull up to the pump.
Yeah.
And then right as you get out, there's like a little like yellow bag on it and it's like out of order. You're like, oh, fucking blow up this goddamn gas station right now. Then you got to do this sassy like U-turn.
I've been told that I pull up on the wrong side.
To go around?
Well, no, my last car had the gas pump on the other side. So I'm used to train that way.
You ever punch your steering wheel?
Dude, yes.
Dude, yes. You
ever punch your sister in the face?
Twice.
I've done it.
I've punched my sister.
Yeah, but I mean, not
but
recently.
But not like square up.
Not recently.
I was a child. I remember I was in the back seat.
10 years old.
I was in the back seat. We were all driving. The dad had the minivan. I was in the third row, right? She was in the middle. And she like said something about me. And I like over the chair hit her. And she had braces. And her gums got stuck in her, or like her cheek got stuck in the braces.
Good.
Wasn't great.
Well, I mean, yeah, I shouldn't.
Dua Lipa. Dude, I've bitten. And guys, I think I've come a long way. My two iPhones ago, I was so mad, I just bit my iPhone.
Yep.
And it cracked the screen in the top right corner.
That's, well, dude, you got a strong jaw. That's kind of nuts.
I'd be eating pussy.
What?
Hell yeah. Hannah says, when your clothes get stuck on doorknobs when you're in a hurry.
Yup.
Hate that.
Yeah. I will rip my
the
entire
flinch
t-shirt.
At the doorknob. Oh, fucking.
God.
Dude, anything.
Dude, I have the amount of drywall that are broken. Crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Punched the refrigerator. I've kicked the refrigerator. I've punched the refrigerator. Tried to rip a microwave door off before. Yeah. And you're like, I just broke my microwave. For what?
For what?
Because it didn't. Here's one. I don't know if you guys are on board with this. When you shut the microwave and it goes bung and it comes back, don't fucking go back at me, dude.
Yeah.
Don't come back at me. I'll break you off.
God, there's got to be so many.
Drinking water and a little bit of it dribbles down your chin.
Yep. When you're in a rush and it's just not that. I used to bite my Xbox controllers.
Yeah.
Like a big biting guy. I just like something. I'm like, grr!
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is like ninth grade, and I'm just playing Halo. But I would like bite the joysticks, and there'd be like literally like chew marks on it. Like, imagine walking downstairs as a parent being like, We don't have any animals in the house.
Hilarious. Yeah, the amount of PlayStation controls I've broken two. I remember distinctly.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, you get always to the fucking NBA championship. You lose. This is going outside now.
Yeah.
This is an outside controller.
God, there's going to be so many other things.
I've told the story. I broke my sleigh bed. My mom wouldn't sign off on a Mustang V8, and I took my fucking bed that was a sleigh bed. I've told this
what
before.
What is a sleigh bed?
It's the exact same question. It's a bed, right? So imagine the headboard, footboard, and the footboard, hey. And they go like this.
What?
Like it's wood, right? Yeah. It's wood, right?
Yeah.
And it goes like this. It looks like looks like a Santa sleigh.
That's some rich shit.
I mean, I wasn't. Yeah.
Your footboard curled out like an onion ring?
But like, yeah.
Like a little bit of curly fries?
Yeah.
You broke it? Because of a V8 Mustang?
Yeah. Dude, we were all the way to the end. And this fucking idiot salesman goes, my mom goes, what's the difference between the LX and the GT? Don't say the difference, you idiot. Just have her sign. And he goes, oh, one's a V6, one's a V8. And she's like, you can't get the V8. And I was like, no, right. Sign the paper. Yeah, I told her I can't get it. God, sign.
Dude, I'm trying.
She saved my life, though. Can you imagine me at 16 with a V8 Mustang?
Stupid.
Oh, buddy.
Stupid.
I'm driving into a Boost Mobile. Just no problem.
Yeah, you shouldn't be able. You should have V4 energy until you're at least like 20.
Have to.
21, bust out the Camaro. Well, goddamn, this is your beloved Trevor Wallace. If you want to hear the rest of this insane episode, just know we drop full-length ad-free episodes every single Friday on our Patreon. That's 4 extra episodes for $5 a month. 4 bonus episodes, $5 a month.
And we have been doing this since October 2019. Yep, motherfucking through Rona. So that is a fuck ton of episodes. Goddamn, go sign up. That is patreon.com/stiffsockspod. Go sign up, only $5 a month. Damn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.